The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Autumn Connolly. Hey, girls.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me think of a funny joke. It's an old joke. It's off color, though. I can't go to it. Why do I bring stuff like that up? You know, like that. Oh, gosh. Why do I do this to myself? Because I'm transparent, that's why.
Yeah.
I really am. But, you know, speaking of transparency, not a lot of it in the grocery store. over the holiday weekend, and 3 days just seems like, my God, I so look forward to it, and I really do need it. But it does something to me. Like, it trips me up somehow. Because I'm like a well-oiled machine, and I just need to keep going, you know? And, like, if you shut me off, then it's hard to start me back up.
Yeah, like, now what?
Yeah, now what? So I was in Target, a.k.a. Target, with my daughter. I forget what night it was, what day. It was in the evening. I'm guessing it was maybe Saturday evening. And we're walking out, and I catch these three products. And, of course, Autumn Connolly, being the inventor of Ether Elixir, will find this particularly interesting because this drink karma, okay, I'm going to throw you one of the ones that she drank. I didn't even know she bought three. She bought two. I found that contraband in her bedroom this morning under her bed, that bottle.
Yeah, but she's like, better hide this.
It's funny. So we're walking out, you guys. We're walking out of Target, and I see her head, like, do a quick jerk, and she looks over, and she looks at this cooler, and I act like, and I saw the word karma, and I saw that it was a drink, so I didn't say anything, and I just waited for her response, and I said, what are you looking at, honey? And she said, oh, Mom, there's a new healthy drink. Can I get one? And I said, I don't know. Let me see it. And so I pick it up, and I'm like, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, it's got all the classic stuff. It's the Karma Wellness Water, first of all. What are you thinking over there since you're the drinking expert over there?
Well,
I'm the drinking expert, but you're the probiotic drinking expert.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it seems like a great way to market water.
Right. It's a great way to market water, but transform water into wellness. Vitamins deteriorate in the water, causing pre-mixed vitamin drinks to lose their strength. Karma's nutrients are stored in the cap until you release them in assuring optimal. It's really hard to read because it's very shiny and it's on a clear thing, and the words are in green. But it says, Karma's nutrients are stored in the cap until you release them, ensuring optimal freshness and potency. And it's got all the little, you know, tag words, the things that make you think that, oh, I'm doing something really good for myself. It says Karma, orange mango, vitamins, sharper thinking, low calorie, antioxidants, natural, 110% of fresh A, E, D, and essential B vitamins, plus Herbe Mata, whatever it is, choline, CoQ10. Most people, I'm not so sure I know what choline is right off the gate without looking it up. CoQ10 for sharper thinking. And it's 20 calories per bottle. Is there any fake sweetener in it? I didn't look for that yet.
It's cane sugar.
Oh, cane sugar. But
oh, and stevia.
Well, that's good, I guess. Not very much sugar and then stevia. But it's interesting. Look at this plastic and then this thing, and then you release this into the water. Here, you want to do one? You want to do that one?
No, I guess
you don't
want
to do it.
I don't want that on my conscience.
Okay. But these sell for like $3 a pop. Something like that.
Crazy.
Crazy, right? It's crazy water, except not the real one.
I get it. Like, if my kids were to see these and they were like, what? You get to push a button? Like, they'd be all over it.
Right, right.
But realistically, it's just hype.
It's a lot of hype, but you see how it will attract a child's or anybody's mind, really.
Yeah, it would attract mine.
Yeah, okay.
I would buy it.
You initiate the health benefits by shaking it. I mean,
what? Yeah. All me.
Shake, baby, shake.
That's goofy.
Well, see, but that's the thing. And so Lexi said it perfectly. It's it. You would think, yes, of course it would trick a child, but it would trick, like I said, a lot of, you know, or I'm about to say, it would trick a lot of adults too.
Yeah.
But don't be so quick to fall for these. You know,
right?
What do we want to call them?
It's just marketing ploys. That's what it is. Meaning, there. I don't think that this one doesn't seem to have anything bad in it necessarily. Mm-hmm. It is just water in a plastic bottle, and I mean, it just says that it's spring water. It doesn't even mention whether or not it's been filtered water. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
right? And we talked about that. We don't. I mean, you have no idea what you don't know, and that goes for me too. Because you know, we had a big discussion about the quality of your water in your drinks. Even what about Starbucks? They filter their water, right? But do they? Mm-hmm. What do they filter it for?
Yeah,
does anybody know?
And filter. I mean, the word filter has such a huge spectrum as to what it means and what it gets out. You know, to me, filter, I'm always like, what kind of filter, you know, because it really matters the type of filter that you're using. Just simply, you know, like your refrigerator filter that most of them have built in, that's not really doing anything. I mean, it's like doing very little. So that's not impressive to me at all.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Okay. So as I meandered through the store, I went down to we were trying to find something to just go home and eat. And so my daughter saw P.F. Chang's because she had been there at a school party a couple days before. And she's like, can we get P.F. Chang's? You know, so I'm like, no. And then I finally said, you know what? Yeah, just grab it. I want to see it. I want to see what's in it. I'll talk about it on the radio show. You guys, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
No.
It was horrible, terrible frozen food. It really was. It's full of bad oils. I'm actually going to save it for Jill Lane coming up this week to talk to about. And then there's so many new products on the market. There's Eating Well, Vermont Cheddar, Mac and Cheese. It was not very good. Just like all these frozen foods. And here's the thing that's the most remarkable about this. These foods are packaged to microwave. So they start out with being inferior in the first place. They're not fresh. They're frozen. Then they've got all the bad oils and all the preservatives and everything so that they stay on the shelves for months and months and months. And then, you know, then you put them in the microwave and any nutrients that they do have, 70% of them are killed.
That's the first thing I was going to say about them.
Right.
Like, you know, they say all over a microwave only.
Well, and this is what's wrong with America, our health. We don't take our food seriously anymore.
Yeah.
We don't even, everybody's in such a hurry. And like me that night, you know, trying to scramble to find something good to put on the table. And I succumbed to that only to say, wow. But now I didn't microwave them. I put them in the oven and they still were terrible.
Right. still terrible.
Also still terrible. Okay. So then I meandered into the dairy section. Okay. And I found these. Okay. So I'm gonna give both Lexi and Autumn each one of these. Noosa, caramels and apple is the one that I'm giving. It's a yogurt, and then one to take the top off it, if you will, and then look at the outside packaging and tell me what you find without taking too long. You could talk while you're looking.
I find there are two containers. It looks like one carries some sort of.
What's it say on the top? Double dicking,
double. Double what?
Double wait, dipping no. What?
Ain't double dipping encouraged.
Alrighty.
That went south.
That was a new one.
Double dipping what?
Encouraged.
Mine says eeny, meeny, miny, moo.
Miny, moo.
That's
okay.
Cute.
And they're all cute, but here's the thing for everyone out there listening. These are what you pick it up and it's one package, but it's divided in the middle. But you can't even open just one side at a time. You have to take the top off and get the whole thing. But if you were in a hurry and you're reading that and you look at it and you say, here, let me see it.
Yeah, it's two servings.
It's two different servings.
But how you couldn't
but
really
you can't,
eat one.
But I mean, I guess you could leave one uncovered. There is a little place here where you can grab it from both ends. But my point is, if you were in a hurry and you're like, oh, wow, it's serving size, one container, 120 calories. Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
120 calories for this whole thing? There's a whole other nutrition fact side on the other side. So it's truly 240 calories.
Right.
How much sugar?
And if you add the grams
15.
Of carbohydrate, almost 30 grams of carbohydrate and sugar and all this stuff. And yeah, there is some protein in it.
I have those at home, but I don't have that split one. But I have the normal one, and the whole serving is huge.
Right. It's huge.
It's so much yogurt.
It is. And so as you as a consumer Could you see yourself, like, if you were tired picking this up, thinking if you read real quickly that
yeah.
was... Yeah.
I'd totally
so,
eat the whole thing.
Right, I mean, and it's more trickery. Just more right. trickery in marketing, and it's
I it
don't know.
It is trickery, because realistically, if you were to eat this whole thing, that's 30 grams of sugar. That's insane.
Right. So now we not only have to read the labels and beware of that, now we have to really watch the packaging and seeing if they're doing any packaging tricks
yeah.
as well.
No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I don't
it's
either.
Just dessert. Like, I'd rather eat a.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a candy bar.
Yeah.
This is stressful.
Me too. Or brownie.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everyone. We have a great show coming up. We've got Ashley Grace. He's going to be talking about CBD oil and the Farm Bill update. Just CBD in general, not just the oil. And we're going to be talking with Autumn Connolly about what is transcendental meditation. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Came of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater? Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Connolly, Aviana Berrientos, and Ashley Grace is on the line. He is a proven business builder with experience focused on data, ad technology, and optimization services. 20 years ago, a serious accident left Ashley with persistent nerve pain, migraines, and a prescription for opioids that he couldn't use. However, after discovering hemp-based CBD about 5 years ago, Ashley's life was changed for the better, and he decided to enter the hemp industry full-time. Ashley founded the H Hemp Company with a focus on providing the highest quality U.S.-grown hemp-based CBD to manufacturers and consumers. You can find Ashley at the H Hemp Company. Such an honor to have you back. How are you doing today, Ashley? Okay. And so a little problem there with the connection, but I can tell you that CBD oil is an amazing product. And is he back? Is he on?
Okay. I think so.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can. I was ready to roll without you, though, because I feel so passionate about CBD oil, both personally and friends of mine that have used it and changed their life as well, like Misty Weiner. And let me just, I'm not sure if I told you about this, but Misty Weimer is a nurse from Zanesville, Ohio, Ashley. She's a mother to her 15-year-old son, Gavin. And Gavin was diagnosed with mild to severe Tourette's when he was 8 years old. And when he was in the eighth grade, Misty was faced with the decision to take Gavin out of school because of Tourette's, and it was so uncontrollable. So she had seen many doctors and neurologists, and they put Gavin on many different prescriptions. Risperidone, an antipsychotic, was basically Gavin's last resort, and Misty wouldn't allow it. So she did her own research and decided to try CBD oil, and it was actually the H-Hemp company. She had been talking with me through another person, but the first time she tried it, she gave Gavin a full dose in the morning and a full dose in the evening, and by the next morning, she saw a total improvement. And after using CBD oil daily since February, Misty says that Gavin has experiences his experiences with Tourette's have 98% improvement. That's an astounding story. And so when I read the headline that federal court rules in favor of Big Pharma and determines that CBD oil has no medicinal value, I get very upset.
Yeah. Well, that's a great story. And, you know, we have to be careful just because it clearly has value for many people, but the research needs to be done to really support these sorts of claims. And that's unfortunately where we are right now. Is a lot of the big organizations and the university-funded hospitals that would do these sorts of research have been kind of scared away from doing it because the DEA still thinks and considers all forms of cannabis to be as bad as heroin and keeps it on their Schedule I list. And therefore, this circle continues where, anecdotally, it seems to have a lot of benefit for a lot of people, but nobody can really make any claims about it because the real research hasn't been done. And that's hopefully going to be changing here in the next months or years. Some of the things that are going on now and legislatively that'll clarify this loophole situation that really is where hemp CBD lives today. And once those loopholes can be clarified and really streamlined, then hopefully then research can be done to where more people can really understand what this can do for them.
Yeah, well, I have a story here out of London from Reuters. British scientists have unraveled how a non-intoxicating component of cannabis acts as key brain areas to reduce abnormal activity in patients at risk of psychosis, suggesting the ingredient could become a novel antipsychotic medicine. And so they are right now doing the research. And it seems as though that this is going to change here in the next couple of months. But until then, can you tell us about the Farm Bill? Update us about what is pending and how it will affect the legality of CBD?
Yes. Right now, many people are kind of confused as to what the legality is. And it's really unfortunate that that's the case. But right now, consumers can buy hemp-derived CBD, can buy it online or in natural organic grocery stores, that sort of thing, anywhere in the United States, as long as that hemp was grown under a state Department of Agricultural oversight and following the Farm Bill of 2014 terms. And so, but that doesn't change the fact that DEA still says that this is all illegal. So there's this confused situation now that exists. And the Farm Bill is actually set to expire at the end of September and is currently going through both the House and the Senate with revisions. And the Senate in particular has taken a very favorable view of hemp and CBD and has written the language into the Farm Bill that would finally clarify and remove hemp-derived CBD from the Schedule I list once and for all.
That would be nice.
Which means then the legality becomes unquestioned. So that's happening right now. The first meeting, there's you know, with anything legislatively, you never know what you're going to get. But the good news here is that we actually have bipartisan agreement at the very top of the Senate in Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell having both agreed to support this descheduling of hemp CBD and then therefore the full legalization clarification that would come along with that.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in California regarding the recent Department of Health issues with CBD oil?
Well, it's weird because, you know, here you have things happening in the United States because of this uncertainty, right? Because of this lack of clarification of the Farm Bill. You have states now that are passing different laws and different things happening at a state level, trying to clarify what's going on with CBD. And it's bizarre things are happening. So, for example, Indiana, which is a very conservative state, I consider it my home state. I'm actually from Kentucky, but spent most of my life in Indiana. Very conservative place and has no cannabis legislation whatsoever, has now passed in the last few months some of the most friendly CBD legislation in the country.
I love it.
So they've gone really pro CBD and hemp, and they understand it, and they're taking a leadership position, as crazy as that may sound, in Indiana.
Wow.
With cannabis and hemp. So, but in California, what's interesting is California has had cannabis, you know, somewhat legalized, at least for medical purposes, for 20 years or more. But they're going the other way with CBD. And people are like, well, why would California ban, the Department of Public Health ban hemp-derived CBD when they're pro-cannabis in the state? And unfortunately, like everything, it comes down to money.
Yeah.
Because what's happening now is because you can buy these hemp-derived CBD products in natural foods and organic stores or online by people who are following the Farm Bill, guess what? They don't fall under the cannabis legislation in California. Therefore, they're not taxed at the same level as cannabis. And therefore, all the cannabis growers are missing out on the hemp phenomenon.
Yeah.
So the cannabis lobby has convinced the California Department of Health that in order to get CBD in California, it must come from a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah.
Which is going to, it just isn't working. We're already seeing many retailers are just ignoring this in California because it makes no sense. And it's clearly a money grab.
Yeah, it's the greed associated with this and most things is just disgusting. And, you know, Misty Weiner's story with her son, Gavin, you know, you can say, oh, it's undocumented and all that. But I know her personally, and I interviewed her a couple times before we had her on the air. And to hear her story is unbelievable. And there are millions and millions of other children out there that need this help to fight epilepsy, Tourette's, whatever it is, antipsychosis, if you've got mental problems. I mean, these are things that are real things. And it's kind of funny, you know, the plant, the cannabinoid, or I mean, the cannabis plant is something that was put on Earth for a reason. We have an endocannabinoid system that needs fed. Do you want to talk about that for a sec?
Yes. Just letting this loud truck go by. apologies. That's coming through on your program. What a lot of people don't understand is that, and a lot of people are actually starting to understand this. This is why the laws are changing and there's such a positive momentum for hemp, is that we all create cannabinoids in our bodies naturally already. So we have an endocannabinoid system. It was discovered in the mid-1990s, and it's still not taught in medical schools for some reason. So despite the fact that this was scientifically discovered and proven that it exists, it's not taught to our physicians today, which makes no sense whatsoever. At least you'd think maybe one course on the topic. But anyway, so what does that mean? Well, the endocannabinoid system, it regulates what's called homeostasis, which is basically our body's balance. You know, we have a balance that we kind of take for granted with our immune system and our cardiovascular system, our central nervous system. These things just kind of run naturally for us. And unfortunately, sometimes they get out of balance and, you know, things happen. And what was discovered is that the endocannabinoid system keeps things in balance across this and the homeostatic balance of our body. And when we become deficient in cannabinoids, certain things happen. You know, my deficiency in cannabinoids may manifest itself in some form of an illness or a discomfort differently than yours, Bernadette, and differently from the other folks that you have in your studio today. But the reality is when we supplement our endocannabinoid system and fill those deficiencies with phytocannabinoids, which are plant-based cannabinoids, and uniquely they're found in cannabis and specifically in hemp, and balance is restored and our body is then able to often, you know, help heal itself. And it's not necessarily anything other than that. It's helping our bodies run to optimal performance. And whether or not you believe that you know, God put us here and then also created the cannabis plant to go along with us, or if we evolved alongside each other. Either way, and whatever your belief system is, either way, the reality is we have a cannabinoid system, and these plant-based cannabinoids can do wonders for us.
Right. And by the yes, and by the way, oil of oregano also has cannabinoids in it too. So I'm with the school of thought that God put cannabis on the earth for a very good reason. Are you going to stay with us? We'll talk about this a little more.
Sure.
Okay, good. All right. Everyone, stay tuned. More with Ashley Grace coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Dancing and you just can't stay in your seat. Your knees start knocking and you can't help stomping your feet. Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey y'all, it's Bernadette. We are so excited to be Ruby sponsors for the SPCA Fur Ball this year. And you know what? We wouldn't be able to do it without the help of our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein, Sunlighten Infrared Saunas, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. It takes a team to make a change, and helping the SPCA save animals in North Texas is just one of our many missions. Thank you for your support, too, and thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio, Autumn Connolly, and I have Ashley Grace on the line. He stayed with us. I'm so glad. I'm so excited about what we're talking about today. Ashley Grace is a proven business builder with experience focused on data, ad technology, and optimization services. 20 years ago, a serious accident left Ashley with persistent nerve pain, migraines, and prescriptions for opioids that he couldn't use. However, after discovering hemp-based CBD about 5 years ago, Ashley's life was changed for the better, and he decided to enter the hemp industry full-time. Ashley founded the H Hemp Company with a focus on providing the highest quality U.S.-grown hemp-based CBD to manufacturers and consumers. So good you're staying with us, Ashley. During the break, I was reading this. I have several books about cannabis and CBD oil, of course, because I am such a huge proponent of it. And this is a book. It's edited by Dale Jacquette. It says, Cannabis, Philosophy for Everyone. What were we just talking about? The foreword by Rick Cusick. But in the book, there is a chapter that Lester Grinspoon actually wrote, and it's chapter one, The Cannabis Odyssey. It says, This is my account of how I, as a young instructor in psychiatry, veered without realizing it from my tenure track at Harvard Medical School when I began to study marijuana in 1967, upset by the growing use of this dangerous drug by young people who were ignoring the government's warnings about its toxicity. I decided to review the science on which these warnings were based. Much to my surprise, I discovered that I had been brainwashed, as I had most other people, by an almost ubiquitous cannabis catechism. You don't hear that or read that word very much, but anyway, a cannabis catechism, which was based primarily on fear, not science. And that's what we're talking about today is, in my opinion, we're talking about CBD, the Farm Bill update, and what all this means to Americans, because, you know, CBD oil for you personally, Ashley, has changed your life. It's also changed mine. I used to have really bad anxiety before I started using CBD oil, and I don't anymore. And it is, you know, and I feel that, you know, CBD can replace drugs like Percocet and Valium and Xanax and, you know, anti-seizure medications. You could go on and on and on. And that is why Big Pharma is fighting it so vehemently. Would you agree?
Well, I think it's clearly that lobby is against it for those reasons. You know, I don't think there's any other reason why you should think otherwise, right? And it's not a conspiracy theory; it's just a fact.
It is a fact.
I mean, they need to protect their business models and their shareholders, and these are public companies, and you've got to do things that influence your business in a positive direction. I think sometimes it goes over the line, and I think especially when it comes to healthcare that. This isn't just like any other shareholder conversation, but, you know, that's just where, you know, the world within which we live, we live.
No, absolutely. Well, and I want to say this too. This is from Doug Fine, who wrote the book Too High to Fail. You know, the war on drugs has failed. America's longest running, most expensive war has cost taxpayers $1 trillion without making a dent in supply or demand, and has simultaneously turned our nation into the most incarcerated society in history, with more than 2.3 million Americans currently behind bars. And so when you look at even that aspect of it, this is just a big mess, and America, I think, has made a huge mistake here. I really do.
Well, the unfortunate thing on top of that is that the prison system has been privatized as well. So they're having an incentive to also lobby against cannabis reform because so many people that are in prisons are there because of cannabis violations.
Well, and, you know, there's so many questions you can ask yourself, but another book that I read years ago, The Natural Mind by Andrew Weil, very famous medical doctor who's Harvard graduated as well, you know, asked the question, the natural mind suggests that the desire to alter consciousness periodically is an innate normal human drive. And I think that that's what CBD oil does without getting you high, you know. And as we talked about before the break, the endocannabinoid system exists. It's a real thing. It needs cannabidiol. All the different. How many different ones are there now? Are they saying? Last I heard, like 75 different cannabinoids, right? In cannabidiol.
Yeah, again, the research is expanding, right? But it's I've heard anywhere from, you know, a few dozen to over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, and you know, a lot of the lab tests can't even detect those today, you know, in terms of some of the lab analysis that I'm familiar with and that companies that I work with go through.
Right. Well, you know, let's talk about, because so many people have the question, well, I don't want to take CBD oil because it's got THC in it and it's going to make me high. How much THC is actually in CBD oil?
So CBD can either be completely THC-free, which is generally called an isolate form, which is was recently that that form was just actually went through blind placebo, double-blind placebo testing for drug approval and was issued for Epidiolex. The FDA approved Epidiolex as a drug for epilepsy, and it is a CBD isolate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can have what people call full-spectrum CBD, which is quote-unquote, because that term really hasn't been defined, and it's fairly nebulous. But basically what it means is there's other things other than just CBD. So there could be some terpenes, which are present in a lot of cannabis plants. There could be some trace amounts of THC. As long as that THC is below 0.3%,
mm-hmm.
it can still be considered to be hemp.
Yeah, because the percentage is so low that it doesn't really have a profound effect on the mind, if any at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, so
but THC is the psychoactive component of cannabis. And so if you don't consume THC or you only consume trace amounts of THC, then you won't get high,
mm-hmm.
but you'll get the additional, you know, medical benefits that are generally associated with, or I won't say medical benefits, I should say health benefits that are associated with cannabis.
Right. It's so interesting, all of it. And like I said, I have this still in front of me, the scientists that unpick how cannabis component may fight psychosis. I don't think there's any question about that. Whether or not the truth will come out is yet to be seen, but it's so interesting. Let me ask you this. So can you tell our listeners about the many benefits of CBD oil?
Well, again, I have to be careful in terms of making claims, and that's not something that, you know, any company that I'm associated with is interested in doing, because you really want to go through research before you make claims.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, a lot of people talk about the inflammatory benefits, the anti-inflammatory benefits associated with hemp CBD. I would encourage your audience to do the research on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that they should do the research on patent number 6630507. And that patent is by the U.S. Department of Health. And that patent states that cannabinoids act as antioxidants and neuroprotectants.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a list of potential applications that they believe, the U.S. Department of Health believes, in the patent to be associated with cannabinoid consumption.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. That the government has a patent on it, and yet we can't speak about the benefits. Interesting, or it's just, it's all very interesting. And I wanted to talk about your personal story, but we're out of time. We're going to have to catch it next time because it's a really good one. And Ashley, I love having you on the air. Thank you so much for educating us on this subject.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, everyone. We've got more coming up with Autumn Connolly. What is transcendental meditation? We're going to talk all about it. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Here's some soft, easy music for you.
We were born before the wind.
Autumn Connolly. Going to be talking about transcendental meditation. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Connolly. Autumn is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir and so much more. I love all things Autumn. Welcome back to One Life Radio. You can find Autumn Connolly at probioticsyall.com. And we're talking about transcendental meditation. You know, it's funny because people, you talk about meditation, but transcendental meditation seems like so... what do I want to say? Like, it's like a, like at a very high level, if you will, like it's like the mother of all meditations. So what is it? What does it actually mean?
Well, what it means is, honestly, it's not much different than any other kind of meditation. The reason why I wanted to talk about it today is because it's become a buzzword. I see it popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to kind of, you know, inform people and then squash a little bit of the romanticism surrounding it, you know, just... because
so transcendental, I picture myself like my meditating at such a high level that I have an almost an out of body experience.
There's like angels floating.
Yes. And like I'm floating above my body, looking down at it, and I really feel good. Is that what it's like?
Yeah, basically. You got it.
And say, so how do you do that? Because I would love to do that. I would love to get above my body right
that
now.
That is realistically any meditation.
Yeah.
So what transcendental meditation is, actually is kind of a structured form of meditation that has been taught by one specific teacher, Maharishi, and it was brought over and westernized, and it's essentially like one element of ancient Vedic meditation that somebody has kind of coined and turned into a business.
Maharishi. Didn't the Beatles write a song about that? Does anybody know?
So is it, you know, it is, it's essentially a mantra meditation. You know, I talk about mantra meditations where you're repeating a phrase. Mm-hmm. However, in this form, you have to be taught your own unique, specific, secret mantra from a certified transcendental meditation coach who has been given, you know, these list of secret mantras that it's a little bit silly. And
is it religious?
They claim that they are not religious. However, they are using ancient Vedic scripture, which is in Sanskrit, which does evolve from Hindu religion. So
with the beads, you use the beads, because I know you. I had my beads on this morning, but then I didn't look good with my outfit, so I took them off.
Right, of course. Well, no, you wouldn't necessarily use the beads. I mean, I suppose you could. With this style of meditation, you're basically just, what it's doing is it's a silent mantra, so you're just repeating it in your head, not aloud.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that it's giving your brain, rather than something to focus on, it's allowing it to become empty by the use of these particular internal sounds that you're creating, and they make
so
it
give us an example, because you've done this before. Let's keep it weird here on One Life Radio. Well, just like Austin,
but it's all in your head. So
but it's all in your head. Oh, so you don't
don't say it aloud. So with the type of meditations that I typically practice, they're vibrational, and the vibrational element, you know, it doesn't have to be spoken aloud, but of course, I mean, there's obviously more vibration in your body, mm-hmm. when you speak something aloud. Mm-hmm. So when I do a meditation, it's out loud. They want you to do it inside, because from the belief that this transcendental group, it is more about it's less about the vibration. It's not about the mantras having a meaning. It's about basically stopping your brain waves from going somewhere. Mm-hmm. You're wanting to just slow your brain processes. Whereas in my belief system, or what I believe about meditation, number one, I don't ever really believe in any sort of organized meditation. There's no one right way or wrong mm-hmm. way to do it. So the fact that in order to get your super secret mantra, you have to pay $1,000 to go to a class,
right.
to me seems like it seems a big departure from what the culture even wants for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes it seem as though it's something to attain to, whereas really anybody can meditate anytime, any place
right.
for free. So,
and it's baby steps. And sometimes you don't have a whole 30 minutes or an hour to devote
no.
to a meditation. Maybe you've got 5 minutes in the morning with your cup of coffee or tea or whatever to
That's
just
right.
chill and prepare your mind for the day.
Exactly.
In front
and
of you.
And if you learn about, you know, if you learn about meditation as a full spectrum of meditation, all the different options and ways that you can truly meditate, you can do it anywhere. And you can get yourself into those deeper states like we're talking about, you know, transcending. You know, there is certainly an element of transcendence when you meditate, and that's a deeper level that wouldn't necessarily be achieved as you're driving into work, or wouldn't necessarily mm-hmm. be achieved, you know, if you're just taking a walk around your neighborhood and thinking and trying to clear your mind. But it can be achieved by focus and directing your thoughts and everything, you know, sitting in a quiet space and on and on. So it just kind of depends on what level you want to go to. But for most people, a simple 5 minutes of calming their brain waves with any form of meditation, whether it's staring at an image, staring at a candle flame, just closing your eyes and focusing on your breath, it can have huge lasting improvements mm-hmm. as for your mental health and your physical health as well.
Well, what are some of the benefits?
Oh, some of the benefits are just huge. You know, it lowers anxiety. It allows you to have quicker access to your thoughts. So, you know, you think faster on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to get out of these negative thought patterns that we have, because it builds new neural grooves when your brain's able to actually slow down. Then you get to a point where when something triggers you and you want to behave in your typical, perhaps negative fashion, you pause for a minute and you pause, you know, just for a blip, and you can actually choose a healthier path. And it really just overall, you know, not to sound cheesy, but it's a way to bring peace and centeredness into mm-hmm. our lives that is, you know, constant.
Yeah, and I can't put my hands on it. I had it here earlier, but there was an article that I pulled in regard to some very huge, very successful men and corporations that they run as CEOs, and meditation is a huge part.
Oh, for sure.
Of what they've brought into their organizations in order to perform at their peak.
That's exactly it. So if you want to take away any sort of religious or any sort of spiritual benefits or any sort of, you know, just self-help or anything like that, it certainly allows your mind, the tool that it is, to perform at its optimum level, because mm-hmm. you are clearing out the clutter. So if you're wanting to use your mind like a calculator to come up with, you know, different solutions to business or analytical problems, then by meditating, that definitely affords you that reality as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a lot of other benefits I think are more important, but if you want to hone in on that one aspect, for sure, it allows you to just access more of your intelligence that you probably already have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can get to it.
Right.
When there's all this garbage in the room, it's no different than, you know, cleaning out your closet or organizing your life.
Yeah.
Organizing your mind, getting rid of all the garbage you don't need. Makes me think of when we were at Paleo FX, and Michelle Norris, who's the CEO of Paleo FX,
mm-hmm.
There was her friend. What was her friend's name? Does anybody here recall that did the sound healing and
Carol
performed?
Turner.
Is it Carol Turner?
I believe so. I think that was right.
Yeah. It was amazing. We walked into that auditorium and it was just incredible. The healing of the sound that was coming out of not only her, but the bowls that she was playing.
Right.
And I told the story on the air, mm-hmm. and it's on, it was beautiful how we, including myself and that my own experience, I had such incredible healing within a matter of seconds, mm-hmm. just hearing her and just tears coming down my face.
Right.
You know, releasing all this pent up, you know, what you might say chakra blockage or whatever. And you're in the Ayurvedic.
That sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah. But it's true. And when you, whether it's your, you know, there's seven different chakras. We've talked about this, but meditation really can clear your chakras.
It can. And that's a perfect example. That's the type of meditation that would be pretty much 100% the opposite of this transcendental meditation, but it clearly works for people and it doesn't cost you anything. I mean, you can do a sound healing to, you know, a free video on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, it's not something that you need to be skilled in, that you need to be trained on, or that you need to, you know, go to a special school for. It's just something that is widely available to anybody who wants it.
Yeah. It's so interesting. There's so many ways to heal yourself, and you don't have to do it with drugs. Although,
no.
You know, the right drug, maybe according to Dr. Andrew Weil, is something that, you know, you might, I don't know, you know, yeah, you don't know, right? No, there's a lot we don't know. So much
That's
we don't know,
sure.
But always great to talk about it. Autumn, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Autumn Connolly, she's the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. Thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. Autumn, thank you so much. Everyone, you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or the podcast after the broadcast. We put three in last week or on our website, or subscribe to our newsletter. A big shout out to our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. Great companies like the H Hemp Company, Sunlight and Saunas, Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, and the Wellbeing Journal. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about 12 fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe, and Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year, unless, that is, you decide to save them.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Will you?
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.